The letter, which was sent out last week and released Tuesday, bears the names of former Mayor Brad Ulch, along with Hans Fuge, Rory Murphy, Miles Redeman, Bob Richer, Jan Wilking, and Charlie Windsor, all longtime community leaders in business, government, or both. In their message to Powder CEO John Cumming and Vail Resorts head Rob Katz, they urged that a short-term solution be found to continue operations for the 2014-15 season, regardless of the eventual outcome of the legal fight over the mountain resort's leased ski hill. In May, 3rd District Court Judge Ryan Harris ruled that the mountain resort had let its lease expire on the 3,700 acres of Ski Mountain. The landlord, Talisker, and its prospective new tenant, Vail Resorts, have pursued an eviction order. The mountain resort has said it will appeal to the Supreme Court while arguing that it owns the base facilities that are essential to operating the mountain. Meanwhile, Judge Harris ordered both sides into a non-binding mediation process. The letter from the Group of Seven says, quote, "Uncertainty is the bane of investor and business success, and our guests have numerous other options for their recreation dollars. Delay only intensifies the growing uncertainty already being felt, and the damage it causes will be long felt as a cascading drumbeat of negative national and international publicity creates doubts, irrevocably harming Park City." They said that for over 30 years, the community has prided itself on having three world-class resorts, a nationally recognized historic town, and a spirit of camaraderie that's been the envy of the ski industry. The letter said they realize the two sides are engaged in a complex dispute with many legal, economic, and personal aspects, but they said Cumming and Katz should bear in mind the potential damage to thousands who have invested their lives, fortunes, and dreams into the resort community. We previously reported that the Seven met last week with the resort company heads. Hans Fuge told us last week that Cumming and Katz had similar responses. The two men said they understand the impacts on the community and are willing to reach a resolution, but they said it has to be reasonable. Under the judge's order, the two sides have until August 15th to settle. If not, a hearing on August 27th will decide when the mountain resort has to vacate the property. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.